to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Tax Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, creator of the 401 math illustration and soon to be syndication math illustration. It is Saturday, January 8th, 2022. If you're hearing this live, which obviously you are today because it's the first time this show will appear, and we try to make sure you understand exactly when this particular content was created so you'll have an inkling of which tax rules might apply. And that's especially important right now since there's a lot of tax legislation that's still up in the air with regard to the Build Back Better Act and assorted other pieces of legislation, some of which actually have bipartisan support. The Secure Act 2.0 is something that we are tracking. It's going to be another piece of legislation that affects the retirement plan arena, which is something we deal with on a daily basis. When's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money? Or, in our case, to create significantly more wealth over the rest of your life by structuring, by tax optimizing your investing. And I think it's important that when you're dealing with your financial and tax advisors, preparers, etc., that you understand the difference between a planner and a reporter. And reporters are those that simply focus on what happened last year. They're trying to report a tax return, etc. We are planners. We're working on this year's activities and the next, in some cases, 30 years. In most cases, 30 years. Trying to structure your retirement assets in a way that they actually pay you money instead of the reverse, which is often the case with the traditional 401k and IRA. As planners, we're focused on helping you achieve twice the financial freedom that self-made millionaires and others on this radio station claim to help you achieve. And when you hear, quote, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle, end quote, I'm going to raise my hand and indicate, excuse me, it's definitely about the money. When a long-term health care issue arises or a chronic illness scenario arises, which approximately 50% of all American couples will experience in their retirement. And I'm going to tell you, at that point, I don't care how many dollars you have invested in real estate projects that are productive, and we want you to have a bunch. It's just unless you got several million, you got a problem, because with most of our real estate investments, the one commonality is that you can't just reach into a private partnership that's invested in an apartment building and pull out the near $800,000 that those 50% of all American couples will spend during retirement for these types of healthcare issues. And so we look at retirement, we work with clients that understand, it's really a matter of understanding more than anything. It's not magic, it's the reality of the math, that retirement, if you define it as we do, involves a lot more than what I hear other gurus talk about, which is being able to cover your next month's bills. You know, I hear very often that retirement is when you've reached a point where your passive income will cover your bill flow. And I guess I would say that's the first step. It's certainly not the last step. And if you don't believe that, talk to anyone that's dealt with either gone through this with a parent, as I have, who've gone through long-term health care issues, or worse, had to do it yourself. And if you're not prepared with the right financial tool set, and yes, real estate, cash flow generating real estate is absolutely the foundational basis that we work with in our planning. But, you know, if you don't have some risk mitigation for long-term or longevity issues, as well as tax rate risk, you're not done with preparing for your retirement. So with that said, as those of you that have tuned in before understand, our focus for this approximately 1 hour will be tax planning strategies for investors, especially for those who have decided or may be close to making a decision that real estate investing is a good way to grow wealth for their family. Or perhaps, like so many of our clients, you come to us because you've already figured out you are behind on your retirement savings, given that the old $1 million standard or threshold being adequate is no longer adequate given these risks that I've just mentioned. So you're looking for a way to turbocharge the rest of your retirement savings, and we'll definitely show you how to do that. Speaking of, if you'd like to discuss how we can work with you, and after we can understand more about your specific facts and circumstances, go to our website or schedule a call from our website. We would prefer that you complete the client intake forms. There's a link there at the top. Submit those, and then once you've done that, we will be able to generate a custom illustration that shows your go forward, your next 30 years or so of what your existing resources will be able to achieve. I think you'll be surprised in most cases to learn that, hey, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And no, it's not a train coming at you, although it may be. It may be the tax train that's coming at all of us. But you will be surprised to learn just how much of a difference that understanding which Internal Revenue Code section to execute your retirement savings under will have on your future. And I think many people just think there's one option. There's not. There's multiple options for most people. You know, here, those of us that are married and living in the great state of Texas have an option that other states don't have. And I know you're probably thinking, well, that's interesting. Never heard that. But we are very fortunate that no matter what age you are, if you're working in the, living in the great state of Texas and you're married, happily so, I would suggest, you have a way to access your retirement funds that you've probably never heard of. And it's all legitimate. In fact, it's explained right on the Department of Labor's website. Department of Labor is who executes the ERISA Act, dealing with what you can and can't do with your retirement money. Note that the primary purpose here is to show you or provide you with some introductory information regarding concepts that are found, again, at our website, the BAPlanner.com website, BEAPLANNER.com. The information we discussed here, as well as the information you'll find on our website, is not intended to be tax advice, nor is it an advertisement for tax, accounting, or financial consulting services. And unlike, I think I heard it just again on the show right before mine, we don't seek to entertain you. I believe they say that their show is for entertainment. Believe me, when you're trying to achieve twice the financial freedom that others talk about, it's a serious topic. And you know, while we don't seek to entertain, we do hope you'll find it to be entertaining at times. We try to explain things in a way that you may find entertaining, or at least you may find it a relief, depending on where you're at in life. However, as a result, given that this is not tax advice, it sounds like it perhaps at times, it's not for you, rather, it is tax advice. You should never rely on the information you hear on this show or other shows without first consulting your own current professional advisors to determine whether the information we're providing is up to date and you fully understand how it might apply to your specific facts and circumstances. And again, if you don't have an advisor, that's fine. Go to the website, fill out the intake forms there, the link at the top. And once we have more understanding about those facts and circumstances, we'll be happy to discuss some of these options with you. Lastly, neither BeAPlanner.com, Nathan Ross CPA, or MP Ross CPAs becomes your tax, legal, real estate, or other professional advisor just because you listen to the Today Show or other shows. Access one of our websites or send an email to us. With all that said, it is, again, Saturday, January the 8th. If you're listening in the central time zone, as Jimmy Buffett would say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that's you. If, like me, you're in the ICT time zone, that's Indochina time, where it is now 6:15 a.m., you will be a little bit ahead of the curve here. We already know what tomorrow looks like. In any event, give us a call at 281-558-5738. Or you can text me at 713-782-1900 or email me at nathan@mpross.com. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner Tax Math Show. He catches the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun, he says, get a job. That's just the way it is.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And as Neil Diamond says, getting by or just getting by isn't living. And boy, do we agree with that. We'd like to help you create far more wealth than you're going to do if you take a wrong turn or make a wrong move with your retirement funds before you ever get going. And speaking of that, you know, I hear other mentor programs. In fact, I think the one before me had another reference to it today, but they're not alone, where their way of structuring real estate, what we call REPs, real estate private partnership syndications, is somehow done in a fashion to protect the passive investors. Like perhaps yourself, you know, we're talking about the folks that are putting the money up, not the ones that are running the deal. And, it's hard for you to understand, perhaps, if you're new to this asset space. You've probably heard the term death by a thousand cuts. And in some regards, that's exactly what it translates to. And yes, they're absolutely correct in the sense that there's a lead partner or a syndicator that's being paid some additional, let's call it cream, either off the bottom, off the top. It all varies. And there's unlike what they would have you to believe, nobody's got a lock on purity or righteousness or morality. The way they structure their product has, you know, similar egregious issues to the passive. And I'll suggest to you that, you know, they mention that, you know, a lot of the what I call foxes that are looking to raid your hen house or your chicken coop are taking massive amount of money up front off the top. And yes, that's true. On the other hand, most of those foxes, you don't have to pay a near $20,000 membership fee to join any type of member platform. And you know, you may have forgotten the last time you paid a travel agent to get you a ticket. That's not how we do it today. And so, you know, if you're hearing these mentor programs, you know, talk about having some kind of trademark or patent on the way they structure their deals. No, they're structuring their deals in a different way. And instead of an upfront syndicator fee, they've got an upfront membership fee. Or worse, they've got bad tax advice that they'll dispense to you. And again, we like the platforms. We love anything that seeks to educate and make the pie bigger for all the folks in our industry. But I guess I'm just trying to clarify for you, you're going to pay one way or the other. And the issue is, how do you find, understand, and agree with what your choices are in terms of what you sign up for? And I'm going to suggest to you that when a mentor group has explained to you that you should cash out your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRA, go ahead and pay the tax on those dollars, because you're going to make so much money with these investments. You're going to get all that money back and then some, which, you know, may or may not be true. But what if I told you there was a way to not cash out your retirement funds and get twice as much financial freedom? You'll make twice as much money. Why wouldn't you want to do that? And moreover, why wouldn't they want you to do that? That's the question you should be asking. And if they're telling you to do that, what else maybe are they fudging about that may or may not happen? You really got to think about that. So I'm going to suggest to you that while you may not grasp all the assorted ways that you get cut, let's call it, we'll help you understand that without paying the $20,000 membership fee. And we'll help you understand the many different ways that assorted platforms, most of which do not require member fees, just like Google Flights or Kayak, etc., don't require you to pay a member fee or a commission to access their flight itineraries. And so, you know, it's a different world. We do our research online just like we shop online, and we find transactions to invest in online. Doesn't mean there's not a lot of issues with all the platforms. Every one of them have issues, trust me. And that's what we do. And in fact, that's why we have both our Saturday show here today, the Be a Planner Tax Mash show. And now, as of a month ago, we have a Sunday morning, 7 a.m. spot. That's the Be a Planner Syndication Mash show, where we show you exactly what is involved in specific syndication analysis logic on how you can become savvy and you can understand, this is what I need to look at to know what I'm signing up for. We are platform agnostic. We would love for you to join any platform that you've got the extra 20 grand laying around to join. If you feel good being part of a club, hey, go for it. You'll still need folks like me that understand why you might or might not invest in option A over option D, even within the platform itself, where the platform has multiple syndicators. There's multiple structures. There's some scenarios where the lead partner is getting a very low level of promote, which is the override, call it 5%. There's others where they're getting 20. You won't necessarily understand the whys and wherefores and how-tos, etc. There are reasons for that. And you also want to understand there's often a difference between the mom and pop approach that some of the, including the one I'm referencing, utilizes versus the major leagues, which are other platforms that are out there that will expose you to, where you have probably as good or better a chance at achieving a doubling of your retirement savings every, call it 4 or 5 years. And we'll show you, again, how to do that. But our Sunday show, Syndication Math, 7 a.m. here on KSEV, we'll seek to educate both the new investor and the experienced investor as to the math involved. And for all you experienced investors that think you've been around the block and you're not going to get bamboozled, let me tell you something. You could have invested with a specific lead partner or syndicator 4 times in the past, and this time the deal is structured differently. And unless you're someone that's drafted $500 million worth of operating agreements, which is the operations Bible for a partnership, you won't understand the many ways that the foxes have slipped into your hen house. And we'll help you understand that. And it's not to scare you, it's just to make you aware that you got to consider all these angles. But anyway, just a heads up, next week on, let's say it would be the 16th, if I'm doing my math right, on our Syndication Mass show, we will be interviewing one of the syndicators that has a current project. Not that you could invest in that one, but at least you could become familiar with this syndicator and you can learn more about future transactions. And we hope to do this more and more as we move down the road here. And you know, it's not to say that we condone, endorse, or otherwise suggest you invest with any of these syndicators, but we feel like it's a good opportunity for you to maybe, if you want to call and ask a question, to understand more, not just about syndications in general, but in this case, it'll be a local flavor. It's a Houston syndicator, has already done several Houston-based syndications, although we will be talking to folks that are all over the country, because that's what the online investing model gives you, is the ability to invest somewhere where you're not. And I'm not saying there's not other platforms that provide that. I'm just suggesting that, you know, you can use the extra 20 grand to invest. And if you want to learn what 20 grand will turn into over the next 30 years, just remind me when we have our phone call, and I'll be happy to illustrate that to you. It's a lot of money. And so keep your money invested and use it to deal with specific issues with folks like us analyzing specific transactions for you. I also wanted to mention that with respect to next week's show, or the show that we're doing on Sundays, we will be, over the weeks to come, explaining topics and definitions of a option that we're getting ready to put up on our website. We've got a concept called the lineup, where we will identify specific transactions, math, to show you ones that are able to achieve what we look for when we prepare our 401 math illustration that I alluded to earlier, or our syndication math illustration. We're wanting to achieve a certain set of metrics. So, you know, we will be reviewing hundreds of transactions over the near term, and we will show you, hey, here are transactions, and they won't be specifically identified as to the party involved, et cetera, unless you're a client and you should have access to that information. But we will have ways that you can subscribe to that. And for those of you that want to do some of this on your own, that would be a good first step. Although I suggest, you know, with typically the amount of money involved on any given transaction that you might invest in, you would be wise to have some advisors. The issue I would take with many of these platforms is that their advisors, their mentors, are also the ones that are providing debt guarantees as key principles, for instance, where there's a huge conflict between them advising you and then them taking a position in that partnership where they're getting paid money to guarantee debt. And I'm not suggesting that's not something that's necessary. It is. You do have to have debt guarantors. But you really should have people on that debt that you either know have a conflict, like the lead partner. The lead partner should clearly be one of the parties that guarantee the debt. But your mentor, I just have a hard time. I struggle with how is that copacetic that you're going to allow someone that's helping you understand and perhaps make an investment decision to be getting gratis, you know, without necessarily contributing capital for that interest. I don't like that. I think it's a conflict, and we'll make you aware of that as we see that occurring, just so you're in the know and you understand that those fees are being paid. So anyway, when we get back from the break, I think we're getting ready to come up against the next break. We're going to get into some tax planning. It's a topic we've talked about many times. We're going to keep going through it. The 401 trust, both from a pre-tax and from a Roth perspective. The Roth has become such a common target, and we think it's a great strategy. It's just there's ways of doing it that are more optimal than others, and we are looking at trying to help all of our clients understand the metrics on how we optimize over the next 5 to 10 years. How do we get your money over in to the Roth, just like I'm doing with my 401. So in any event, we'll be back momentarily. If you want to call us, the number is 281-558-5738, or you can text me at 713-782-1900. We'll be right back in a few minutes with the Be a Planner Mass Investor Math Show, Tax Math Show. Sorry about that.
BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV. Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
Hi, this is Paul Berlin. My program's coming right up. Don't go away.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And, you know, maybe we do have some millionaire sons out there. I don't know. I hope you are. It'd be great, I suppose. There's a lot of ways to measure wealth, though, and I'll never begrudge the fact that I'm not. I had a wonderful father, unfortunately passed away just over a year ago, but I feel like I had a millionaire father, and I'm a millionaire son. In any event, this last segment I was explaining about what we're doing with the second show is purely syndication math focused. This will go far past any other show on the air, any other, I'm going to call it syndication prognosticator, if you will. I don't have any of the conflicts. I don't sell memberships. I don't I'm not an old school membership platform, et cetera. And I don't worry about who doesn't like the message that I provide. And, of course, it's not my clients. It's perhaps assorted syndicators, although we try to point out the ones that are doing it in an investor-friendly fashion. As with next week's show, I think, you know, there's I would hesitate to say that there's any syndication structure that I see today that's totally you know, agnostic when it comes to fees. I mean, they're going to be fees. I mean, you have to have some incentives for, you know, the syndication crowd to go find the property, put the transaction together, et cetera. It's just with what we see creeping into the mix now in terms of those upfront fees from, say, I don't know, the past, recent past, 2 years, you know, within the past 2 years, what used to simply be a syndication or syndicator promote, i.e. the override that they would be provided, which would range from 5 to now as much as 50%. It's insane. You know, that's what they're getting. They're getting a typically it's a 25 to 30% chunk of the profits to put that deal together. And so you would say, well, you know, that's a lot of money. Well, if that's all it were, it would be a lot of money over the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years. But now it's even worse. In addition to the promote, we're seeing as much as 5% collectively in acquisition, due diligence, capital raise, debt placement. Just go down the list, and then you're going to have a construction management fee to manage the rehab. You may have a refinance fee to shepherd a refinance. And then, of course, the big one is you're going to have a disposition fee, perhaps, and usually with this current crop, on top of the promote. And even the promote will scale up as you get into that last exit round of the distribution waterfalls, to where these syndicators now are getting anywhere from, you know, an additional 20 to 30%. I mean, it's crazy to have that scale up to 50% on the back end. And you know, my thoughts are, and I'll continue to say this, it's not necessarily about the fees. I accept the fees. However, what I don't accept and what I'm still waiting for a syndicator to step up and agree to is, hey, all that upfront money, how about we stick a deferred liability on the partnership balance sheet and you get paid that, and you can have even more, by the way, but you get paid that after my client has gotten a 2x equity multiple in 3.5 to 4 years. We want to double our money every 4 years. So a 2.0 equity multiple, I know that's probably a foreign term to those that are listening, but tune in on Sunday. We talk about that. You know, we want to get our money back before you take the big bucks off the top. We're not opposed to you taking the big bucks if you get us to the finish line and double our take. So we put $100,000 in. We want to get $200,000 back in 3.6 years to be exact. Rule of 72, 20% compounded returns is what we're targeting. That happens at the 3.6 mark. You hit that, and then yes, you can scale up to, I don't know, 70% of the remaining cream and just give us a little bit of it, right? And so that's the structure that I would suggest would be nirvana, to where all of the money, the money is staying intact before it's taken out in the event it's needed to run the transaction. And if you're raising the proper amount of capital, and again, there's many transactions that are over-raising. That's becoming quite common now. That's another thing we'll help you avoid. And again, we talk about all these issues on Sunday a.m. By the way, for those of you that might be attending the second day of a two-day workshop at a 11,200 West Timer, where my office is located, tomorrow, you'll want to tune in when you're on the way to that workshop to understand. I'll give you the skinny on what you're going to be hearing about later that day. Probably won't hear much about it today, although it gets leaked out throughout the day in an effort to make sure you're all excited and motivated to come back tomorrow and learn about these private partnerships. Hey, get a jump on it. Tune in at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning when you get in the car to head over to my office building, and I'll give you some insights that'll hopefully push you to either join or not join, but in any event, to pursue this real estate private partnership asset space, because it is absolutely worth pursuing. And we are big fans, or we're fans in a big way, suggest, and we're happy to try to help other folks understand what's involved. But in any event, back to the fees. Again, we want the fees to be rational based on having been earned versus, oh, we just went into closing. I call it the day zero effect. You go in and close and the syndicator walks away with $3 million. I'm not joking, folks. That's happening today. And we're not opposed to a rational fee, but it's not $3 million off the top. I don't care if it is a $70 million or $80 million transaction. I understand it's complex. I understand it's a lot of work. But you know what I also understand? I understand that most of my clients that might be considering that investment have worked 30-plus years. Not 3 months, maybe not even a year, to put, quote-unquote, that transaction together. For them to have that $100,000 or $200,000 or $50,000, it's all relative. That is your life's work. And I'm not going to sit by and watch you go give your money to someone that hasn't earned it. I just refuse to do that. I'm not saying you won't do it. Hey, it's your money. You do whatever you want. But I will just tell you the two words that I am bound and determined to make obvious to my clients is capital dilution. And if I can help you understand the difference between maybe you going and buying a 10 or 20 unit a small apartment building on your own versus you handing your money over to someone else that's going to do that, there are definitely trade-offs. And there is most assuredly a level of work, headache, et cetera, to you saying, I'm going to go do it on my own. I've done that. I've got two independent, what we call IRO, independent real estate owned properties or operated properties. And I've also invested passively. And I'm just telling you, different strokes for different folks. But at my age, I'm now 61 years old, I am not buying any more IROs. I am focused on finding the right lead partner to hand my money to that's going to take it, and he's going to relish getting out of, or he or she actually will relish getting out of bed every morning to go run those old Class C apartments in an efficient way that increases our net operating income and allows us to pull our money out times two over the next 3.6 years. You find me that person, and that's all I need. I really would not suggest people at our age that like living on the other side of the world, as an example, in my case, would want to necessarily be charged with running a partnership. Now, could we hire the right people, the right property management company, et cetera? You bet. And I would suggest that's the option for those that want to do this, really, period. Even if you're the youngster, quote unquote, you really should have a property management company so you can go do more than a single transaction and, of course, make money for your partners. That needs to be your focus. And I know I've got a listener that mentioned something to me fairly recently about, he grew up on a farm and had a grandfather that imparted some excellent advice to him regarding sheep. And he said something along the lines of, son, you can either shear that sheep for the rest of its life or you can kill it once. And that's how I look at this syndication group. And I'll tell you, the smart guys figure out that those sheep will go forward with them on every transaction to come if they take care of them and they groom them, they shear them, they feed them. And effectively, if you give other people what they want, you'll get what you want. I think that's a Zig Ziglar quote. And unfortunately, I think too many people that recite that, and especially with these real estate mentor programs, the less hype they claim to have, the more hype they deliver. I think they forget that statement. And I would urge you to always, if you're in the syndication world, for sure, you help others achieve their objectives and goals, and they'll be around for you to help you achieve yours. I want to get into the 401 trust here, but we're coming up on another break here, so I'll do that when we get back. But I want you to understand the 401 trust is a formal term for a solo K. Solo K being the marketing term. And I also want you to understand that a solo K is not a solo K, and it's not a solo K when you talk about the different sources that you could acquire your solo K. And unfortunately, the custodial crowd doesn't explain to you that there's multiple options in terms of the adoption agreements and the other agreements that you partake of. And you want to make sure that if you're not going to do this with someone like us, we don't provide those agreements per se. We subscribe to a document generation service where we have a very fully featured set of documents that allows us to do assorted planning options that we know our clients are going to want that may be lacking in some of the other documents. So that's the topic for future shows. I'm not going to get into that level of depth, but when we come back, we will explain the self-directed 401 trust along with pre-tax Roth and voluntary after-tax contributions. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner Tax Mass Show.
Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday, 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross on AM 700 KSEV.
Hi, this is Paul Berlin. Don't touch that dial. My program is coming up very shortly.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And we've been talking about a lot of things to do with syndications, in spite of the fact that tomorrow morning's show, 7 a.m. here on KSCV, the voice of Texas, AM 700, is our new show focused exclusively on syndication math. But it is a wide and deep subject, and it has immense ramifications for those of you that decide you want to invest in this asset class, which is absolutely one of the better choices you could make. And again, for those of you that are heading over to my building tomorrow, I won't be there, But I want you to understand that Sunday show is made just for you guys. So you'll understand that, hey, you've got options. You're going to be hearing about two options. I'm going to be in the morning. I'm going to be telling you how you don't need to buy your tickets from the travel agents anymore. And I say that a little bit facetiously. I'm referring to the fact that you don't need to join a mentor platform to invest in transactions. And I know you're going to hear that they're at that workshop, that they're more righteous, they're more ethical, they're more moral. And that's not necessarily an untrue statement. They do have some leads that are very ethical, moral, et cetera. I like those guys. My clients will invest with those guys. And I guess all I'm trying to suggest to you is we will help you exploit that platform and any other platform you could choose to pull out the good low-hanging fruit that you can expect some credibility. And in any event, I just can't emphasize enough, it's a new paradigm, and yes, they're masterful salespeople. I get all that. And yes, we will work with you. Have many clients that are members of that platform, and I would suggest if you've got the extra money, go for it. If you need the motivation, if you need what I would call belittlement at times, if you want to be told how stupid you are to go to your cubicle, et cetera, okay, it's motivational, I suspect. It's also not necessary. And you know, taking the anomaly as they would otherwise suggest being mainstream and turn it into a mainstream discussion and story or radio interview. Let me tell you something, guys, that is such a small percentage of the membership of that organization or any others. You never hear about the ones that failed or didn't return, you know, between 10 and 30% to their partners. And there's a lot of them. In fact, that's most of the transactions. And part of that is because you don't understand the metrics on the front end when you compare, say, the four or five different transactions that you might invest with. And again, your mentor is not going to explain that to you, because to do so would cannibalize the other syndicators or syndication options in the group. So we don't have that conflict. We'll tell you exactly which ones, at least based on pro forma data, will show you how much your capital is being diluted, whether it's done righteously or otherwise, it's still being done, and we'll show you how to deploy your retirement funds in a way that lets you keep all your money. Speaking of the concept of the 401 trust, which is how it's referred to under the Internal Revenue Code, the word solo K does not appear, is one that's deployed under numerous models. And I guess what I was referring to on the last segment is you want the model, the prototype plan documents that you execute that has all the bells and whistles in it, allows you to do the mega backdoor Roth, which, by the way, looks like is staying around for another year. Looks like we'll still be able to do it in 2022. And not only that, the amount that we can put in this year has gone up by $3,000. Someone that's old, like me, i.e. older than 50 years old, can now put in, get this, $67,500 in 1 year. We can put that amount of money in and effectively contribute that on a pre-tax basis. Or we can contribute it on a combination Roth versus voluntary after-tax contribution, or the whole amount, if you have the right documents, can be contributed as voluntary after-tax. And there's reasons why you might want to do any one of those three. A good reason that some of my clients would indicate is that if you do a pre-tax model, you can save what's a lot of money tax-wise. I'm looking at a Forbes article from a couple months back that indicated that at the 2022 limits, a business owner over, and these plans are only for people that have some self-employment income, whether you're knocking down a couple hundred thousand a year or whether you're knocking down $2,000 a year is not the issue. It's the intention to make a profit that's the issue, and that's a lower hurdle than many of you might think it is. But bottom line, someone that's actually able to contribute $67,500, Forbes scenario is you max out on that limit, which the limit will probably go up. It's adjusted for cost of living increases, etc. That could save as much as $337,000 in income taxes over the coming 10 years, the coming decade. Not to mention, the reason that I like doing it or suggest you do it has nothing to do with the tax deduction. I say keep the tax deduction. I don't need the tax deduction. I mean, I do, but I don't need it compared to the fact that I need tax-free income for the rest of my life. Let's call it the IRS life expectancy level of 85, 86 years old. If I can get tax-free income, 10 to 30% type returns per year on these real estate private placement syndications and pay zero taxes, I will take that year after year after year after year over getting the $337,000 cumulative over 10-year tax savings. That's a peanut compared to the fact that if you can amass $1 million, which it's absolutely doable if you're in your mid to late 50s or even your 60s as I am with these types of limits, and then you've got 10 to 30% annually coming in off those investments tax-free, I think that'll get you where you want to be in retirement. And I'm not saying you're done. We'd still like to see you have some longevity mitigation when it comes to health care, and we may have dealt with the tax issue, but we still have, you know, the cash flow issue. But the real estate investments in these private placements and multifamily apartments or industrial properties or retail or medical care facilities. I mean, again, the syndication space is multifaceted with multiple asset classes. We happen to like apartments. Most all of our clients are in apartments. But that said, even within apartments, you've got differentiation between a Class A property or a Class D, Class C, different ways to make money on each of those, different cost bases. And the trick is finding that lead partner that can just do a little bit better, maybe a percent or so over another option, because that translates at the end of the day. If you can raise the net operating income on a property over the point that you purchased it at, you'll be in the money when it comes to refinancing, selling, et cetera, to get our money back. In any event, with the 401 trust, it gives us a mechanism where we can roll our money out of the big company plan or the traditional IRAs. Anything but a Roth or an inherited IRA can roll over to the 401 trust. And the reason that you would want to do that right off the bat is that if you've got an IRA, even a Roth IRA is subject to the UBIT tax, specifically the leverage tax on these transactions, where you're using debt as part of the transaction, even though it's undertaken at a partnership level. It's referred to as UDFI, the acronym, unrelated debt financed income, that an IRA will pay on that transaction when profits are derived, each year that profits are derived. May not be until the last year, because that's when the big gains come, but in any event, the IRA itself will pay that tax. The 401 trust is provided a statutory exemption. 514C9 of the code provides that any trust created pursuant to section 401 is exempt from that tax. And that may not sound like much, but when you're talking about a top rate of 37% at only $13,000, $13,050, I believe, it may have gone up a bit due to the indexing, it's a big deal. It's a big chunk that will leak out over time if it's an IRA versus staying in the pot to go into the next transaction. And then when you further understand that you can contribute to a Roth 401 as part of that same structure. Think of it as a duplex where we've got the pre-tax side of the house and then we've got the Roth side. I actually think of it as a triplex because we could also have the non-deductible, the voluntary after-tax side. It gives you enormous flexibility and turns into twice the financial freedom. I'll say that again. Twice the financial freedom can be achieved with this tax-optimizing option. Whether or not you quit your job, whether or not you've turned 59 and a half, let me know if you'd like more information on that. You can reach us at our website, baplanner.com. You can text me at 713-782-1900. Or you can email me, nathan@npross.com. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner
we'll
Show with
jump
Nathan
in again
Ross, CPA.
To describing
sure to
these
tune in next
transactions.
At 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEV.
All right.